I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Doug, this Friday marks the 70th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, and I understand we have a very stirring firsthand account of that historic day from a Kentucky soldier.
One of the important things about oral history is the fact that it's the individual story. When we think about World War II, you know, we think about a lot of the sort of movements and the strategies and the outcomes, but we often don't hear that boots on the ground perspective. And Jess Beasley was interviewed in 1994 as part of our ongoing effort to conduct interviews with World War II veterans. And he was a private in the Army and was part of the initial D-Day invasion of Omaha Beach. He recalled before this clip being prepped for the invasion by General Patton in England while they were training, and recalls how Patton basically said, when you get off, don't dig in, and that first group in, be prepared. They'll probably die. So the interviewer, being a great interviewer named Bill Marshall, asks Jess, as he's floating in the boat driving towards shore, what were you thinking about?
I remember going in, and it was dark at night. We had cut up, you know, soldiers. They cut up, and when they're in problems, they joke and they kid, and they wisecrack, and they do this and they do that. And that went on. We had a great spirit that way till we got on them ships, and then we knew we were going in. You was talking about, what was I thinking about? I was thinking about, would I get killed the first thing? Would I make it to the beach? How would I get killed? Would it be by a shell, or would I get a bullet, or all kind of things like that started going through my head. And I looked around on the ship. We were terribly crowded there. We were sitting on the floor and crowded. And all at once, there was a blank expression on everybody's face. You look at a fellow maybe 18, 19 years old, and there was nearly a death look. No talking, no kidding, no nothing. I thought of my home in Garrett County on the Kentucky River, and my dog, and my mom, and my cousins, and I wondered if I'd ever see them again. This is something that I'd trained for and trained for and trained for, and now it's coming. I didn't know how I'd handle it.
Tremendously powerful story.
It really is, and I think very much captures the personal, individual perspective. We see a lot of movies depicting the invasion on D-Day. What we don't see is what we get from oral history. What were you thinking? And this is exactly what they were thinking, and that's pretty special. We now have over 400 interviews on World War II with World War II veterans in our collection. And I'm happy to say that as of this week, we've actually been able to have all of them fully digitized, which means we've now preserved the analog originals in their entirety. And that's a big accomplishment. We're pretty excited, and we're moving towards getting more of them online.
Okay, so if they want to, where can they access those online?
KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd, the director of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History, has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.